local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
All right, welcome to hour number two, 5 o'clock, 5:12 specifically, here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Thanks so much for tuning in on your drive home and making us a small part of your day. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 262-6111. Coming up here, 5:35, weekly check-in for the final time this week, with Bobby Rossi live from Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention, where tonight all eyes will be on Donald Trump as he accepts the Republican nomination. Eric Trump with a little about what to expect.
I think you're going to find, an inspirational speech, but one that's very focused on, you know, putting our country first again. Our country hasn't been first for a very long time. We need to go back to it.
And it'll be the first time he addresses the nation since surviving an attempt on his life Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Tonight's theme, Make America Great Once Again. Trump will lay out what the campaign says is his plan for a new golden age for America. On the Democrat side of things, anxiety continues to grow about President Biden's campaign. The Washington Post reports that former President Obama told his allies Biden needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. The Post says Obama has been taking calls from worried Democrats, including from former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. There are some Republicans, though, that still back the president.
I've spoken to him personally. He's committed to the campaign. He's committed to winning in November.
I believe I said Republicans, I meant Democrats there. Yeah. Axios reports Biden may be persuaded by party leaders and close friends to drop out of the race by this weekend. A popular conspiracy theory is that the president doesn't really have COVID, but that is what's being thrown out there just to excuse his absences over the next few days as they move and shake behind the scenes. Do you have any strong opinions one way or the other on that, Austin?
I don't think it's a
lie. Is it plausible?
Yeah, I don't think it's a lie, but definitely plausible. Absolutely. Because I think, as I said, even if this is real, it's good for him that he does have like this time away, because he hasn't been doing himself any favors the more he gets in front of a camera.
Also in our top three stories, I saw this yesterday. So, of course, yesterday, and in referring to Wednesday night's debate, the viral video that kind of happened on the RNC floor involving our Congressman Matt Gaetz, where he was interrupting Kevin McCarthy's interview with CNN. Last night, it was the two senators that confronted Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, who was there on the floor. Marsha Blackburn and John Barrasso were, I wouldn't say heckling, but they were asking her pointed questions related to the Secret Service at the Trump rally on Saturday. Cheadle was on the RNC floor. Then she took some escalators up, and they followed her, and they were yelling questions until she retreated to a closed room. At one point, Cheadle said that this is not the time or the place for questions. She is going to be speaking in front of the House Oversight Committee on Monday. And I'm going to ask Bobby about this because I'm really curious. You know, this reminds me of the scene from Anchorman where Champ Kind is going on and on about how much he loves Ron. Okay. And then after a while, Brian Fantana's like, hey, Champ, why don't you take it easy for a while? Maybe just stop talking. And to me, it's like, I don't know how political the position of director of the Secret Service is. Like, I know she was appointed by President Biden, but to me it's kind of a, hey, why don't we read the room here? Because she's on the RNC floor, she's walking around the convention 4 days after the assassination attempt, and of course all of these Republicans and I mean frankly all of us want to know what in the world happened on Saturday.
How did that
and
happen?
And she's, you know, I mean, I realize she's the director of Secret Service, and that's where, you know, a lot of Secret Service is. But, hey, why don't we just, you know, just stay in your box or just, you know,
well,
I don't know.
The thing. Like, this isn't
I'm
going to
ask Bobby
questions.
About that because, I mean, that's what I think. I may be completely off base here, but
I thought the same thing when you quoted her saying this isn't the time for questions or something. It's like, you're going to be asked questions. It doesn't matter what time it is.
But I thought that was interesting there. Texter says, hey, I mean, how in the world does this keep happening with Biden having COVID with all of the booster vaccinations he's gotten?
Yeah, they reported on how many of those he had.
I don't know. Good question. Let's see. Traffic and weather. How about that, Austin?
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups developing downtown. This is going to be if you're traveling both ways on Cervantes Street approaching I-110. We got some backups over there. Also have some developing on Garden Street. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound coming from I-110 that direction as well. Let's see. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Got some issues in that area. Same can be said for Mobile Highway traveling northbound. This is going to be if you are approaching Michigan Avenue. And we also have some backups still on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe a little bit of backups just barely lingering if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River.
We've got an unsettled weather pattern, and that means high rain chances over the next several days. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up anytime, day or night. Next few days, not all day rain, but looking into the weekend, Sunday looks like a very high rain chance, and that may end up being a washout of a day. As far as the rest of the weather goes, it will be humid. That'll make it feel hotter. High temps will be up around 90 degrees. We'll see some sunshine, some clouds, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning, WEAR News Weather Forecast.
All right. Quick local updates here. 23-year-old Milton man arrested this week, accused of starting a wildfire in Santa Rosa County back in April. The Florida Commissioner of Agriculture, Wilton Simpson, announced the arrest of Tyler Meldrum, charged with a third-degree felony of intentional burning of lands. It was back on April 27th. Crews from Baghdad, Avalon Volunteer, and Florida Forest Service responded to the fire on Garson Point Road. They were able to contain it after it burned about an acre of woodland. While being questioned by investigators, Meldrum admitted that his motive was to get hired by a fire department by demonstrating his ability to assist in extinguishing the fire. Also, a local family today reacting after an arrest was made a year after the death of a retired Navy Master Chief. Earlier this week, 41-year-old Jessica Hendrickson was arrested in Kentucky, accused in a fatal hit-and-run crash on Sorrento Road last year. Investigators say she ran into 61-year-old Jeff Nichols from behind and fled the scene. Nichols' family here with Channel 3.
He wouldn't want us to continue to live in the pure misery that we've lived in this past year.
I pray now for the person's family, because even though we lost someone, that person's family also lost someone.
And Hendrickson is awaiting extradition to Escambia County. Also, PPD says a 20-year-old man now in custody in connection to an early morning stabbing today. Investigators say Mark Musser charged with attempted homicide in addition to battery, resisting arrest. Officers called to a home on K Street found a victim with 4 stab wounds. Victim's injuries were described as serious but not life-threatening. Take a break on that note, 520. Look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Run that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religious self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, Check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Every time I hear this song, I think of the end of the SpongeBob movie. Did you ever see that back in 2004?
No.
You were probably like in your late teens, I think, when it came out.
Yeah, I would have been junior in high school there.
See, I would have been three. But also, I just remember seeing it when I was obviously a little bit older than that. But they played that song in the credits, and it was great. You just had to be there. Alrighty, me stalling like that makes it 5:25 on the nose, meaning we're just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. We do have several spots with some traffic issues at this time. Traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, or southbound on Pensacola Boulevard, actually, towards Detroit Boulevard, we do have some backups going both ways there. Same could be said for Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. And actually, we're going to go back to Pensacola Boulevard for a moment. I missed this just a second ago. If you are traveling even further northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we do have some backups developing in that area as well. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And over in downtown Pensacola, if you're traveling westbound on Garden Street coming from the I-110 area, we do have some backups over there. Outside of Pensacola is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe a little bit of backups here and there if you're traveling east or west on Highway 90 in front of the Shoe Carnival area. This is near Target, I believe. Yes. If you're traveling either east or west over there, we do have some backups going both ways, but it is relatively minor.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:26 here. Quick rundown of some state and national news coming up here. This one's kind of a big deal, I feel like. A new drug known by law enforcement as fentanyl on steroids is popping up around South Florida. I would imagine it's only a matter of time before it makes its way up here. Investigators say the narcotic known on the street as, I believe it's ISO or ISO. I'm not sure which.
I'd say ISO.
But this is the first time I'm seeing this. It's up to 50 times stronger than fentanyl and is a mixture of multiple opioids. More than $1.6 million worth of ISO were found during two search warrants in West Palm Beach 2 weeks ago. Until now, it was only detected in Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C.
Well, as you said, very important news there, yes. And the Florida Board of Education is expected to vote on whether high school student-athletes could financially benefit from endorsement deals next Wednesday. Officials are scheduled to take up an NIL rule change that would was approved by the State High School Athletic Association last month. Under the measure, student-athletes and their caregivers would be able to negotiate contracts independent of their schools, and they could also hire a registered agent to help with the process.
Attorney General Ashley Moody says we'll finally get to see what the ACC is hiding in its effort to keep Florida State from leaving the conference. Moody announced that she has secured an agreement from the ACC to provide secretive media rights contracts at the center of the legal battle with FSU. She says the contracts detail how FSU will be affected if it leaves the conference.
Yeah, fight the power. And the co-founder of the Orlando Magic has unfortunately passed away. Pat Williams was his name. He helped bring an NBA team to the city in 1986. Team chairman Dan DeVos and CEO Alex Martin said in a joint statement that he forever changed the sports landscape in Orlando. He was 84 years old.
Yeah. Also in our national news now, Donald Trump Jr. says he's proud of his daughter, Kai, after the speech she gave last night at the Republican National Convention.
Literally, she calls me. I really want to do this. It was not like a, you know, I didn't even ask her because I would never put a 17-year-old on that stage for the first speech ever.
Yeah, and this was along the lines of what Bobby was talking about yesterday and just talking about a more heightened focus on the humanity of Donald Trump. And Kai's speech centered really around how she knows him as Grandpa.
Right. And New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez rejecting a report that says he'll resign following his conviction on federal corruption charges. Sources tell NBC News that he told close allies he plans on stepping down. However, he tells CBS2 that he has not spoken with any so-called allies and that it seems to him that there is an effort to try to force him into a statement.
Let's see. An Illinois sheriff's deputy is now charged in the deadly shooting of a black woman. Authorities say Sonia Massey called 911 on July 6th to report a possible intruder at her home. The sheriff's deputy, Sean Grayson, and another deputy went to Massey's home where Grayson shot and killed her. He's been indicted now on multiple charges, including murder. State attorney says a review did not support that Grayson was justified in his use of deadly force. Just a little shy of 5:30, I'll take this one also. Stock markets down again. Sell-off of tech stocks, S&P 500 and NASDAQ, two losing sessions in a row. Dow Jones Industrial losing 533, 40,665 now. S&P 500 down 43 to 55,44. And the NASDAQ dropped 125 points to 17,871. 5:30 right now, Fox News update. When we return, we'll check in with Bobby Rossi from Milwaukee. The final night of the Republican National Convention with Donald Trump as the keynote speaker, which you can hear live right here.
CA former President Trump set to deliver the keynote address tonight at the Republican National Convention, expecting to focus the speech on uniting the country. Earlier today, Vice President Kamala Harris criticizing the former president's calls for unity by pointing to the January 6th Capitol riot.
You cannot claim to be for unity if you try to overturn a free and fair election.
And her appearance comes as President Biden is facing mounting calls to drop his reelection bid. Some reaction from Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the Fox News Channel.
It's such an interesting contrast when you see the feebleness and the weakness of President Biden compared to the strength and the resilience of President Trump.
President Biden's reelection campaign insists they are not working through any scenarios where he is not at the top of the ticket. The president is dealing with a bout of COVID right now. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks were lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial plummeted 533 points, while the S&P 500 fell 43, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 125. It was the same old song and dance today, as shares of semiconductor stocks were helping to lead the tech sell-off affecting the NASDAQ. Taiwan Semiconductor was down 2% in recent trading following its latest earnings report overnight, while shares of NVIDIA briefly traded lower before popping back into the green. Bud Light's implosion continues, and that's more than a year after a boycott flipped the U.S. beer industry completely on its head. The former top dog is now tumbled to number three behind Modelo Especial and Michelob Ultra. Oil futures for August were down today nearly 0.6% for August crude to around $82.33 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. I think the AFC East is going to have some new wide receivers come the 2025 season. The Patriots need a number one wide out and should throw a ton of cash towards T. Higgins. It also seems like there's a good chance Davante Adams will be reuniting with Aaron Rodgers and playing for the Jets next year. And I ultimately believe the 49ers pay Brandon Ayuk and then trade Deebo Samuel, and the Bills would be wise to pull off that deal. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Just in time for the summer season, Pete Moore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
After the assassination attempt on former President Trump, the world's eyes are on the GOP convention. News Radio Pensacola sent Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News to Milwaukee to cover these important events.
We are live from Milwaukee, reporting from the Republican National Convention. I'm Andrew McKay. The only news that matters was the fact that somebody decided to take it into their own hands to single-handedly kill.
Hear it live all this week from 5 to 9 a.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. All right. So if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard approaching 10 Mile Road, we do have some backups in that area there. Also have some on this is Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And maybe a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway as well if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And we did have some backups on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Target areas. However, those have, for the most part, cleared out.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Looking like a really nice evening here in store with temperatures right around 85 degrees currently. 538 now, we'll go to the phones. Bobby Rossi, who has been joining us each day of the Republican National Convention. Bobby, I wanted to ask you about this, first of all. So yesterday we were asking about the viral confrontation on the RNC floor with our Congressman Matt Gaetz. Well, last night, there was some scuffling with Senators Marsha Blackburn and John Barrasso as Kimberly Cheadle, the Secret Service Director, was on the floor. And I don't know if I'm way off here, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. To me, it kind of reminded me of the scene in Anchorman where Brian Fontana tells Champ, hey, why don't you take it easier? Why don't you, like, lay low? Stop talking for a while. Like, I don't know how political the job of Secret Service Director is, but just a few days after an assassination attempt of their presidential nominee for, and of course, with her going to the House Oversight Committee on Monday, I'm just kind of like, hey, what are you doing? Like, I realize she's the Secret Service Director, but hey, why don't we just, like, lay low, hang out in the box for a while? Am I off on that?
Joe,
do we have Bobby?
Well, that's what I was about to ask you. I had the gaggle queued, but nothing ever came in. And that's the thing. I mean, he didn't call me. He didn't text me or anything. And I'm just now asking him now. I'm like, are you on call with Joe? Because Joe's acting like you're on here.
Well, I assumed we were.
So, no, we do not have Bobby
okay.
at this time. But
you didn't tell me that we weren't. So I was saying we got him locked, rocked, and ready to go.
That's the thing. I'm like, he's like going right into this. So does he know something I don't? Hold on. I just now texted Bobby. I have not gotten a response.
Marconi award-winning radio broadcast is what we got going on here. Right now.
Yeah, so hold on. I'll try to call him. He hasn't responded to my text, but I guess just go into sports.
So hold off on that question. I will take care of the sports here, and then we'll figure things out.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with him as soon as I can.
All right. Some news here. Of course, we do have the Open Championship, as it's referred to now, at Royal Troon in Scotland. They had round one today. Daniel Brown, an Englishman, leading at 6 under par. Shane Lowry from Ireland is at 5 under par. The top American right now, Justin Thomas, at 3 under. There's a group at 2 under par that includes Xander Schauffele. And then at 1 under par, you've got Adam Scott, Brooks Koepka, Scotty Scheffler as well. So they tee off way early on in the morning. It's around 3 or 4 o'clock a.m. The rounds usually go to around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you got to get up early if you're going to watch all or a lot of it. Major League Baseball already out with its schedule for next year. Well, most of it anyway. One announcement that they made was the season opening series. The international games will be in Tokyo, Japan, and featuring the Chicago Cubs and LA Dodgers. No surprise with the Dodgers having Shohei Ohtani and Yoshi Yamamoto. The Cubs also have Shota Imanaga and Seiya Suzuki. So definitely the most famous four Japanese players currently in Major League Baseball on those two teams. So that'll be quite the show there. Let's see. Caitlin Clark with another record. She had 19 assists as the Indiana Fever lost to the Dallas Wings yesterday. Next time she's on a court will be in the WNBA All-Star Game on Saturday as they take on Team USA. 5:42, we have Bobby on now, do we not?
Yes, we do.
All right. Bobby, how are you today?
Doing good. I'm just having another, yet another experience on the last day of the RNC dealing with security issues.
Okay.
So,
well, Austin played the bumper music that he's been playing the last few days, so I just assumed you were on. So I had a very great question that I just rattled off because I never got confirmation that you weren't on. So this will be the listener's second time hearing this. I wanted to ask you about the confrontation last night that kind of went viral with the Senators, Marsha Blackburn and John Barrasso, as they were going after Kimberly Cheadle, the Secret Service director. I don't know, and maybe you can shed some light on this as well. I don't know how political a job the Secret Service director is or is supposed to be or not. I know that she was appointed by President Biden. This kind of reminds me of, at least the way I view her appearance there, as the scene from Anchorman where Champ is going on and on about how much he loves Ron. And Brian's like, hey, why don't you stop talking? Why don't you lay low for a while? You know, stop talking for a while. You know, let's take it easy. To me, it seems like even though she's the director of the Secret Service, with as much attention and scrutiny as they're getting, for her to be walking around the RNC floor 3 days after their presidential candidate had his life almost taken, kind of just like, hey, why don't we just hang out in a box and just lay low?
Yeah. And I'll say this, as we've seen, there's been confrontations before with our own Representative Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy on the floor. The floor is kind of where, if there's any controversy, that's what's been happening. And it's usually happening mostly in these little tiny pockets every now and then with these congressmen and women. The rest of the floor is, I mean, honestly, everybody's just kind of like having a party. Like, they're not even aware that this confrontation is going on behind them or next to them. They are 100% focused on the stage and what's going on. We find out about these controversies after we get home at night and we see them on YouTube. And we're like, oh, that happened?
Yeah.
Didn't know it was right underneath my nose. And that's kind of how it is for everybody here. In fact, somebody was asking me earlier today, what's the overall vibe? What's the overall feeling here? Overall vibe and feeling is it's a big party. I mean, outside of the actual sessions, it's literally drinking and food and dancing and concerts. You know, Big and Rich were here playing at the Harley-Davidson Museum and, you know, Lee Greenwood. And you get... It's like a big party. And then the actual sessions themselves is more like a pep rally. Chants and cheers and sometimes jeers and the whole works like that. So the overall vibe here is actually very, very light and very, you know, very upbeat. And then we only find out about these little controversial things after we get home and we're seeing them online.
Yeah, Bobby, we'll pause really quickly here, 5:45. More with Bobby in a moment. Austin, anything going on the roads?
Let's see. Looking at what I can see here. No, there doesn't appear to be. Maybe some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But we've already been dealing with those few spots. So, no, there's not much holding you up at this time.
All right. Overnight low 77 tonight. Good chance of some overnight showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, should see partly cloudy skies there. Talking with Bobby Rossi live from Milwaukee for the final night of the convention. Before we talk about what's to come tonight, first your reaction from J.D. Vance's first soiree as the VP nominee last night. What was your takeaway from him?
So the takeaway from him is I thought he did a really good job humanizing himself, which is what I expected. We're going to get a lot more today from President Trump or about President Trump, more humanization. J.D. Vance didn't really talk about his positions. He didn't talk about why he ran for office in the first place. He didn't talk about where he stands on certain political issues. He talked about his mamaw, and he talked about his growing up and how he can relate to the common man. And I think we're going to get a lot more of that from President Trump today as well. The reality of it is yesterday's big announcement for J.D. Vance, the big speech for J.D. Vance, was upstaged by the Gold Star family, who's lost a family during the pullout of Afghanistan. That was one of the big highlights, especially the mother at the end saying, we have another son in the Army. We don't trust Joe Biden to protect our son. Please help us reelect President Trump. Followed by World War II veteran who says, you know, I lost a bunch of my brothers on the beaches over in Europe, and I miss them to this day. But if President Trump's reelected, I'll reenlist, and he can send me to any other beach. Boom. I mean, it was a huge moment. And the final big moment that kind of upstaged everything was Kai Trump, the granddaughter of President Trump, coming in and going ahead and just doing a great job humanizing, once again, her grandfather. So you saw a lot of that yesterday. The day before, we saw Laura Trump humanizing her dad. And so I think we'll get a lot of that today.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. I heard a report that, you know, typically, traditionally anyway, with the convention speeches, like yesterday, we saw J.D. Vance's wife introduce him, and it's usually family member, but yeah, it's actually Dana White who's going to be introducing Donald Trump tonight.
Yeah, very interesting one right there. When I found that out, honestly, I had been questioning whether or not Melania was going to even show up, and one of the reasons is because of the safety issue. And like whether or not they feel safe to go ahead and bring her out, bring her here in public and things like that. So it's actually not a surprise to me to see Melania not going, like I haven't seen her at all here. So it's not a surprise to me that she wouldn't be introducing him.
Yeah. And on a broader, level too, I mean, since Trump's been back as far as running, Melania has been very absent, from all of it. So that's that's continuing there. All right, Bobby, we'll let you go on this question. We're all familiar with New York style, Chicago style pizza. You and Andrew getting Milwaukee style pizza. I would imagine the cheese is really good.
The cheese was amazing, but the place we chose had fresh vegetables that they cut every morning there. It was really good pizza. Look, I'm not going to lie. New York-style pizza is still my favorite. Chicago-style pizza is my second favorite. And this is good, though. This is really good pizza, and we ate too much once again. We're going to come home about 20 pounds heavier when it's all said and done.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Can you visualize, can you explain, so I can get a visual of Milwaukee? Is it like thin crust?
Yeah, here's the visual. It's a thin crust pizza, but it's not crunchy like you get in Illinois thin crust pizza. So it's a thin crust pizza, and they cut it up in squares. And it's just thick with toppings and thick cheese and a great sauce. So that gives you your visual right
so
there.
So a tavern style that is not crispy.
Tavern style.
Yep. That is not crispy.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's not crispy. Yep.
All right. Well,
so in fact, they called it a Milwaukee tavern style pizza. That's what they called it.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Bobby, we'll let you go on that. Of course, have a good time there tonight and safe travels back home. All right.
Sounds good. See you guys soon. Bye.
All right. Bobby Rossi joining us there from the Republican National Convention. Quick rundown here of some of our health, business, science, and pop culture notes, just the main points. Your Labor Department says they received 243,000 requests for unemployment benefits, up from the prior week, 223,000. John Deere announcing they are scaling back its DEI initiatives, saying that they will ensure the absence of socially motivated messaging. They made it clear the changes are being made in response to its customers' opinions. Sad news in the world of pop culture today. Comedian and actor Bob Newhart has died at the age of 94. Known as the Dean of the Deadpan Delivery, his TV series The Bob Newhart Show was a hit in the 70s. Later on, played in Austin's favorite film, Buddy the Elf's adopted father in Elf, and then Professor Proton in The Big Bang Theory. Russo brothers are in talks to direct the next two Avengers films. That's the 2026 Avengers movie as well as 2027's Avengers Secret Wars. I think that is much welcome news there, as I just think Marvel's been scuffling a bit ever since the Russo brothers directed Infinity War and Endgame. 5:51, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, recapping our top stories as well next.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Laura and I really wanted something that was inviting. We didn't want the traditional stuffy jewelry store. We wanted it to be sort of coastal casual, sort of really inviting. A place that was fun, that people could come and enjoy and not feel like they were being pressured. And we were shocked when we were recognized as one of America's coolest stores in 2018. They said, you know, there's not a lot like this in the Southeast, much less Pensacola. And we're really proud of it. Come visit us at Beret Jewelers.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by WhatsApp, by the way. Let's see, looking at our roads here, we do have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and maybe a little bit lingering at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And the same can be said for Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Still got pretty heavy backups lingering in that area. And then, man, it always does this. Caroline Street or Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we did have a drop in the congestion over there, but it has since been revived by something. I don't know. Either way, be on the lookout for that. Outside of those few spots, however, there's not much holding you up at this time.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Last night of the Republican National Convention, all about Donald Trump as he formally accepts the GOP nomination. Based on when the VP nominee J.D. Vance spoke last night, I would anticipate Trump's speech beginning around 9:30. That's when the networks join in anyway. Mm. The PNJ, I'm not criticizing or calling, I'm just a little stunned that they had the speech supposed to last 90 minutes. They may very well be, but 90 minutes seems awfully long, even if it is a convention for the speech. So maybe it's 30, 60, I don't know, but an hour and a half, that's That's a tough one.
He's got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, listen, it may be 90 minutes easily. I just saw that and I was just taken aback. I was like, wow, a 90-minute speech to accept the nominee.
But I mean, that does sound tiring. Yeah. I mean, and hey, that would be impressive though. If he does that without a hitch, it would put Biden to shame.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm thinking about, the start time. I mean, it's 9:30 Central Time. It's 10:30 on the East Coast. And to go 90 minutes, I mean, we're putting that thing, what, like 12:30, 1 o'clock East Coast time?
Yeah, it would be, if it were to start at 10:30 and he were to go to 90 minutes, I mean, midnight at Eastern.
Yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, you can hear his speech live on News Radio Pensacola. Hmm. On the other side of the aisle, anxiety among Democrats growing by the day over President Biden's campaign. The Washington Post out with a report that President Obama has told allies that Biden needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. Also, Axios reports that Biden may be persuaded by Democratic Party leaders and close friends to drop out of the race by this weekend. There is a theory that the president does not have COVID and that he is simply isolating while movers and shakers are doing their thing and coming up with the COVID, keeping him out of the public eye while this happens. And I don't know. I mean, it's certainly plausible. We'll just say that.
It's definitely plausible.
Yeah. Looking at some wacky stories and some good news as well. Austin, I don't know if you, well, you've never flown, right?
No, I have not. Fun fact. Well,
yeah,
not really.
Well, I have a few times. I've gone a couple times overseas. Thankfully, did not have to encounter anything with luggage, knock on wood, so to speak, right now. But a man was settling into seat as his plane was taxiing for takeoff from an airport in Spain. He looks out the window and his luggage is just sitting there on the tarmac. Not on the plane. He snapped a photo and said, "I'm about to take off." I look out and see two suitcases lying on the runway. I tell my aunt, "Look, they dropped two suitcases," and they said, "Huh, those look like ours." Well, guess what? They were. Even more annoyingly, he said one of the bags had a 5-pound block of cheese in it.
What?
Which was surely baking in the sun. He says it was frustrated. The airline did later deliver the bags, and against all odds, the 5-pound block of cheese is doing just fine.
Oh, okay. There's some wholesome news.
That's
there.
That's right.
Police responded to a Walgreens in Florida at 3 a.m. on Monday morning when the burglar alarm went off. There was a guy walking around inside. Cameras showed that he went into the store's bathroom at 9:40 p.m., which was just about 20 minutes before they closed. Then he stayed in there for 5 hours before venturing out and having a junk food feast. He had Tostitos spinach dip, chips, Reese's, and Ghirardelli chocolate, Dr. Pepper, and a pack of Newport cigarettes. Apparently, all this moving around set off an alarm, unsurprisingly. And even less surprisingly, when the cops got there, they arrested him.
By the way, I looked up, just because you were talking about the speech length, right? I was like, okay, right. Well, the State of the Union would be like a comparable speech, like in terms of its gravitas. NBC News Washington, I don't know when this was written, but back in 2022, Biden's speech lasted an hour, 1 minute, 50 seconds. An hour 13 was his second speech. The top 10 longest State of the Union addresses, Bill Clinton with the two longest, an hour 28 and an hour 24. So
yeah, puts into perspective just how long.
90 minutes, okay. I mean, maybe, yeah. Plus the applause there as well. So
he's going for a record. Nice even 90 minutes.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 5 or 6 rather, coming up back in 10 minutes on Pensacola right now.